Sister Mary Margaret looks straight at the viewer, her blue-green eyes magnetic in their intensity. She wears the traditional clothing of a Catholic nun, which, in its solemnity, makes her face appear all the richer in color and detail. Look closely at how artist Ellen Carley McNally renders the sister's skin, using tiny parallel brushstrokes of pinks, blues, and greens. McNally painted this portrait using egg tempera, a medium that combines dry pigments with egg yolks. This was the most widely used painting medium in Europe for centuries, prior to the rise in popularity of oil paint during the Renaissance. Tempera enjoyed a revival among American artists starting in the 1920s after the pathbreaking work of Yale art historian Daniel V. Thompson and his protege, the painter Louis York. McNally studied with York at the Yale School of the Fine Arts, where she received her BFA in 1945. During her time at Yale, McNally held a work-study job as a hostess in the dining room of the faculty club. She lived at the club in a small bedroom that served as an occasional studio. In 2018, she recalled,
"This is my room at the faculty club. And it was so tiny, I had to cut off the top of my easel to fit in. That's the graduate club next door. This is my bed. And to make a desk, I had a drawing board and a canvas stretcher to hold it up. Sometimes if I bumped that, it all landed on my knees."
Nevertheless, McNally looked back fondly on her studies at Yale.
"Well, memories of walking across from the faculty club across the green, plus the church. Every morning, just being so happy that I was in art school and going to Yale, and yeah, then walking up the wooden steps and getting ready to paint for the day. That was heavenly, yes."
For this painting of Sister Mary Margaret, McNally followed the traditional tempera process as taught at Yale. First, she made a preparatory drawing, which was then transferred directly on the panel. She then created a value underpainting in India ink and green tones. This became the groundwork for the full color painting, which McNally built up slowly with many cross-hatched layers of thin, transparent paint. The top layers of warm tones in the subject's face complement the green layers underneath, evoking a lively presence. McNally inventively reinterpreted other artistic techniques from the early Renaissance. Behind Sister Mary Margaret is an image of the school that she attended as a child, which McNally created by scraping away the reddish-brown background paint with a sharp tool, a technique known as sgraffito. In these passages, McNally has scratched through and revealed some of the colors from the underlayers of paint. But who is the subject of this picture? The woman with such striking eyes and an elusive expression? The artist's daughter, Maura Cochran, explains.
"Sister Mary Margaret was a nun at a boarding school that my great aunt Ruth attended at a young age upon the death of her mother. The nun was a mentor to the young pupil, and Aunt Ruth commissioned my mother to paint this portrait in the early 1950s as a token of thanks. But the nun's convent wouldn't let Sister Mary Margaret accept it because it was vainglory to have a portrait of yourself. My mother would have to paint all the nuns, not just one. As that was not happening, the portrait hung in my great aunt's house until her death, when it passed back to my family, where that portrait has hung in our living room ever since, before being donated to Yale."